What a joy it is indeed to have you join us again for another segment of the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. God has blessed Pastor Wayne Cinch with the gift of healing and miracles to preach his word with signs following to the body of Christ. He holds meetings, conventions, crusades, and teaching seminars all around the world, and also reaching many with the gospel of Jesus Christ in building God's kingdom. We're grateful to have him once again on our broadcast today. You can call us at 416-784-1312 or on our toll-free line at 1-888-784-1312. And now I'd like to present to you God's servant for the hour, Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Praise the Lord. What a joy it is to be back with you once again to present to you the Word of Almighty God. And I pray today for those of you who are listening that you will open your hearts, that the Holy Spirit may allow the Word of God to fill you up and to change you. That is God's purpose for His Word. And when we take God's Word as it is going to build our lives and bring us in line with His will. Today I'll be reading to you from the Gospel of John chapter 12 and from verse 27. It says, now, and this is Jesus speaking here, he says, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy Son. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. I pray God's blessing upon the reading of His holy word for today. Now, we need to realize in this short passage of scripture that just been read is that this is referring to the sufferings of Christ. Jesus was about to go to the cross, and we need to understand that he did not only suffer at the hands of wicked men only, that was as horrible as it was already, but he suffered beyond that. He suffered in a sense of he had to carry the sins, the weight of the sins of the world upon his shoulder. All the way to the cross. He carried your sins and my sins upon the cross. Isaiah 53 verse 3 says, he was a man of sorrows. And yes, he was acquainted with grief. And there on the cross, there the Bible declares that he bore the sin of the world, not his own sin. No way. This was God in the flesh. He became flesh to save us. He came down to our level. Isaiah says in Isaiah 53 verse 4, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Our sin was placed upon him. He was made sin for us, not in a way that we would think, but our sin was placed upon him. His very soul was scorched with the sufferings of our sins. He made his soul an offering for our sins. Although he was holy and he was undefiled and separate from sinners, he was made sin for you and I. Christ died so that he can bring us into a divine relationship with our Heavenly Father. This involved a suffering that you and I could never, ever comprehend. We could never imagine. His soul stood in horror at the very thought of carrying our sins. He felt it. Even the Bible declared that when Jesus was nailed on that cross, that all heaven turned their backs and they wondered why. And Jesus looked up to his Father and he said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Can you imagine the impact that the Holy One of God, who was made sinful for you and I on that cross. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14, the Apostle Paul says, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Do you see this? That our Lord is facing the supreme sacrifice. His soul was at a point of so badly seared by the thought of sin, man's sin, the sin of the fall of man. He carried our sins. He carried our sorrows. Jesus paid it all. And all to him I owe, says the songwriter. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washes as white as snow. And we need to believe upon the sacrifice of Christ. In John chapter 12 and verse 28, Jesus says, Father, glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Then came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it, and I will glorify it again. Throughout his entire human life on earth, God had glorified the life of Christ. Beloved, what was Jesus' desire in this verse of John chapter 12, verse 28? His desire, his supreme desire, is to glorify God. And so he cried out, Beloved, I don't know who you are and what you're living, what your mindset is all about, but one thing I would like you to know, it is God's desire for each one of us to desire his glory in our lives, that we would demonstrate the presence of Christ. You know, there are many folks in churches today who say that I'm a Christian, I go to church, I believe in God. But they are glorifying themselves. They live for themselves. They do things to please themselves still. And that is one indication that proves that you are not a true follower of Jesus Christ. When you are born of the Spirit of God, you become a new person, the Bible says. The old things are passed away. And behold, all things that God intends for you and I will become new within us. We are going to become a new creature in Christ. And this is a lesson for each one of us today. What is your desire today? What about if someone has said something about you? What about if someone had hurt you? And for some many people, there are too many people today who are out there who are listening to my voice. Maybe someone has done things to you. They had said things about you and they're still doing things to aggravate. And they're doing things to hurt you and to afflict all kinds of wounds in your life. But as a Christian, we pray and we just ask the Holy Spirit to enable us to demonstrate Christ to them, that they can see the light of God in us, that they can see that there is a difference. And when they look at our lives and see the presence of God and the light of Christ shining through us, they are going to come to a place, a moment in their life where they are going to be convicted, and they're going to come to that area in their lives where they are eventually going to ask God to help them to become more like Him. Beloved, we need to forgive. We need to let go of the things that are bothering us. This was Jesus' desire. As a man, he gave us such a perfect example so that we can live after the manner of Christ. This is a lesson for us, beloved. We tend in these days in which we're living in, it's easier to whimper and to complain and to cry. Beloved, it is easier today for us to hold on to all the grudges and to carry a chip on our shoulders. But we need to realize that whomsoever the Son sets free is free indeed. When you are changed by the power of the Holy Spirit, your life is going to be patterned after that of Jesus Christ. For those of you who are listening today, we come in the year to let you know that there need to be a change in your life, in your walk, in your relationship, not only with God, but with others. What are you doing to help someone to come to Christ? What are you doing to bring someone into that area where they can surrender, repent, and have a change, where they can know that it is Christ The Apostle Paul says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who now liveth in me. Beloved, God has given us the power of His Holy Spirit. He has given us a change. He wants us to be like Him. Christ died on that cross, and when we yield our lives to Him, we will become changed. When Jesus, imagine Jesus was about to go to the cross, and He says, Father, glorify Thy name. Your name is important. What You will in my life is more important over mine. What is important to you today, my friend? I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what anyone has done in your life. I don't know how broken and distraught you might be. There are many divorces out there. There are many separations. Beloved, there are so many people out there carrying all kinds of pain and all kinds of hurt. Yes, it is human to go through all these emotions. But we need to still come to God and to cry out to Him for mercy. When we let go of those who afflict us, God is going to smile upon us. Can you imagine that Jesus never once, while heading to that cross, held animosity or any grudge against those that would be afflicting Him on His way to Calvary? He says, Father, glorify Thy name. This is my desire. This is my intention. This is my goal and my utmost determination is to please You. Are you living to please God today? Are you living for yourself? Are you holding on to the things? Are you holding on to bitterness? Are you holding on to something that someone has done? Beloved, if you indeed are washed with the blood of Christ, every dark spot in your life will be washed away by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. If you're holding on to something that someone had said or done to you, then it proves that you are not a true believer in Christ. Because when you're born, and I repeat, when you're born of the Spirit of God, the old things, the old Adamic nature will be placed under God's control. We need to be crucified in Him. What a lesson it is today, beloved. Heaven couldn't remain silent, but they had to respond. When Jesus says, Father, glorify Yourself, glorify Your name, then came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it, and I will glorify it again. Beloved, I would like you to know today that God wants you to glorify Him by the way you live, by the things you do. If someone has done something to you, you need not pick the phone up and you need not to call every single person there ever is on this planet and complain, because you are going to miss your reward that God has in store for you. Heaven couldn't remain silent. Through a prayer that comes from the heart, Jesus cried out as a human, and God answered him as a man. God brought an answer to his soul. I will continue this message again next week, but I would like you to know today, beloved, that right where you are, that you might be going through some things in your life. Maybe there is something you need to let go of even right now. Why don't you bow your heart if you can? I don't know where you are. You might be in your car. You might be at home. You might be in your hotel room. You might be in your living room. If it's possible that you can ask Jesus Christ to come right where you are and to forgive you of holding on to the things that you should be letting go of. It is not God's will that you perish with all of these things of the past, but you would be free to His honor and to His glory. Just don't forget to give us a call. You can visit us. Until then, God bless you. Until next time.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.